I am a man with four fingers, a man with four fingers on my hand. I am a man with four fingers, but that doesn't count my thumb. Fingers, a man with three fingers on my hand. I am a man with three fingers, but that doesn't count my index finger or my thumb. I am a man with two fingers, a man with two fingers on my hand. I am a man with two fingers, but that doesn't count my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb. A man with one finger, a man with one finger on my hand. I am a man with one finger, but that doesn't count my ring finger, my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb.
Everybody, it's Thursday, and here we are again on our own.
Hello!
In outer space.
No one was here to protect us from the terrible secret of space.
We're all at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I wasn't around last week. These cats did the show on their own, and they was fast as lightning.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was off.
It was a little bit frightening.
I was having an anniversary, and
the first one.
Looking at skulls.
How was the monster truck rally?
It was great. It was fantastic. Their monster trucks are completely different. Instead of giant sort of smokestacks sticking out of the top, they have baguettes, and the smoke comes from just the fact that everyone there is smoking cigarettes the entire time.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Is all of their industry just buildings with baguettes stuck out of the top of them?
They all look like grocery bags.
Weird.
Yeah. I was walking down the street in France, and I saw two guys smoking cigarettes. One of them was wearing a beret, and the other one was holding a baguette. And I was like, yeah, I'm totally in France. And then we saw 1.8 billion teeth. Actually, no. I don't think I saw a single tooth. There were 6 million skeletons in the catacombs that we went to.
You thought that was gravel that you were walking on?
Oh, you're right. It was teeth.
Man,
that'd be awesome.
That would be insane.
I would have just crazy scooped up.
Oh yeah.
A pile of teeth.
Just a big old pocket full of teeth.
I don't think you would have really wanted a pocket full of teeth. I don't know. Well, it depends. I mean, like, If you could put one under your
maybe
pillow,
maybe you wouldn't
get a dollar. I would, you know, that's
$1.8 billion. Yeah. Yeah, right. But you'd have to do it one at a time, or your parents would get suspicious.
That's true.
Yeah.
How many teeth do you have to put under your pillow concurrently for them to start getting suspicious?
Son, where are you getting all these?
Man, that'd be a good creepy story about, you know, some kid putting teeth under his pillow and his parents like starting to get a little worried, and then they find out that he's been stealing them from kids at school.
There was a South Park about that.
That's when everybody pulling their own teeth out or something. Right?
There's a Family Circus parody where one of the kids lost a tooth and put it on a pillow and got a dollar. So all the kids, like the last panel was all the kids with their mouths all bloody, and one of them has a baseball bat, and they've all got these handfuls of teeth all toothlessly grinning and happy.
What is it about the toothless grin? It's just so funny.
It's not funny at all. It's just creepy.
What?
Crap. Okay, we got this problem here, right? We have no idea where we are in the radio bug bear questions.
Yeah, did we can ask the question, I guess, was there a radio show on Monday?
Yeah. Was there? Okay, somebody answer this as a message to Radio Bug Bear as soon as you can. Was there a radio show on Monday? And if so, what was the last question you read? What was the last question that you read?
Oh, I don't remember. It was on the 15th.
We got down to the...
Yeah, there's like on the 15th, there was definitely stuff like...
Okay, there was no show on Monday, say Haplo. Grok covered. Thank you, Grok.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Grok. Okay, well, that's good. Good. So then we can start with the first question on the 16th, probably, because there's only a couple on the 15th that we will have skipped.
Relsky says... As Rain says, in the Have a Heart adventure in the woods, the guy pulls out vials from his cloak, but you receive bottles of used blood. Is this an oversight? It's an oversight on your part.
Vial and bottle are synonyms.
That's not. I don't actually think of them like that, but
not really.
I think of a vial as not having a tapered neck, but that's probably.
Are you thinking of?
I just think of a vial as being a small bottle.
Yeah. What's a file then?
That I'm not sure.
What about
it's
a
one
filter?
Of those things you put inside a cake so that your buddy can get out of prison.
What about a phylactery?
Phylactery is the thing that Jews and liches have, right?
One and the same.
All right. No wonder. No wonder everybody hates Jews. I never could figure out anti-Semitism, but now that I know that they're, you know.
No, I think you got it backwards. Now you know why everyone hates liches. Wow, that was terrible of me to say.
Guess.
I'm really not a bad
person. When are you going to Germany? let's see. Relsky says, hello, I have two small interface requests. First, it would be nice if the toaster gave a different message after the third use, like the claw. I'd be sure I was done and wouldn't hit the page one more time to check. Okay. Second, if the wheel in the sky had don't turn as the first choice, those of us who run turns in Firefox by going tab, enter, wouldn't keep turning it by mistake. I think that's more an issue with people going tab, enter.
Don't be so impatient there.
I mean,
actually pay attention to what you're doing.
We've got this sort of unspoken standard in our choice adventures that if the last one seems like it wouldn't do anything, that it doesn't do anything and doesn't take a turn.
Yeah, so that's something that we're not going to change. Yeah. Sorry.
I think it's sort of silly, the idea of there being three buttons and the top one is don't do anything, then turn the wheel clockwise, turn the wheel clockwise. I think that if we changed that, there would suddenly be this just huge rash of people who are paying slightly more attention than you, but not much more. Just hitting the top button, thinking it's going to turn it clockwise.
The top could be stop, and the last one could be don't do it. But then
the middle one would be what?
I forget.
Relax.
Hammer time.
that XKCD 90s flow chart.
Yeah.
Man, XKCD is funny.
Yes.
Let's see. Yeah. Hogula says, there's one thing the airship is desperately lacking. Tonberries. Well, cactars too, I guess. How about a wind-up poundberry that drops their tonberry? Okay.
Tonberries?
What are tonberries?
Tonberries are the little, they look like little turtle guys holding up lanterns that waddle towards you very slowly in Final Fantasy games.
So slowly that they allow you to take a turn before they do anything?
Well, generally, the ones that I'm familiar with, I don't know if I remember them from Final Fantasy X. I don't know if they appeared in other games or not. But the ones in Final Fantasy X gave you ridiculous numbers of points if you managed to kill one. But they were heavily resistant and had a lot of hit points. And you only had as many turns to kill it as it took it to walk towards you.
Huh.
Because once it got to you, you were just wasted pretty much.
He says, if you haven't played any Final Fantasy games since 6, which I have played 7, but I didn't even get through the first disc, this applies to me. A Tonberry is a creature that somehow manages to be adorable and have the general appearance of a crazed hermit with a huge knife. It's 2 attacks.
Oh yeah, he had a knife in the other hand.
Everyone's Grudge, which does damage based on how many monsters the player has killed, and a Knife, in which the Tonberry just stabs the player, but only after an eternity of walking over to it.
Huh.
Rowden says, Final Fantasy Spirits Within was very pretty, but it was so incredibly boring that I turned it off halfway through. And I sat through Dungeons & Dragons, man.
Oh, man. I wouldn't have made it through Dungeons & Dragons if the entire theater, after 10 minutes, hadn't unanimously agreed to just MST it, because we all realized what a horrible movie we'd paid $8 to see.
So you saw Dungeons & Dragons in the theater?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, me either.
I did pay to rent it.
I think I might have been in that camp as well.
Yeah.
It may have actually been opening night that I saw it, but I won't swear to that.
You were abundantly hopeful, weren't you?
I was kind of hopeful. I mean, I like a good fantasy movie.
The Dungeons & Dragons genre.
Plus,
has
it had
so
Richard
much,
O'Brien
much
in
potential,
it.
Potential, you know, like you could do. You could do anything with it. It's just like the game itself, right? Like,
yeah.
It's pretty much always bad unless you get a really good group of people together, and then it can be really awesome.
Yeah.
But then it has a lot more to do with the people playing and a lot less to do with the game itself.
I feel like with all the miniatures stuff and the maps that Dungeons & Dragons has
taken a different turn.
Yeah, it's become a lot less of a storytelling thing and a lot more of a, like, you know, trying to simulate a video game.
I think you could play it without those rules. It's just a matter of figuring out which bits to ignore.
I mean, I like the idea of having the maps and the miniatures, right? Mm-hmm. I like the idea of you being able to, because I
That's
always
fun.
You know, yeah, whenever we did, you know, whenever I played any kind of role playing games, I really liked having a map drawn on a piece of paper,
yeah,
with, you know, little things indicating where we were, and it
was
always,
just so you
know,
could keep track of where everybody is in combat,
and have a better ability to visualize what, you know, rather than, because, like, you know, you walk into a room, it's shaped kind of like a pine cone, about 4 feet wide at this end, but then spreading out, and about 30 degrees from the entrance on the left, there's another tunnel leading out the side of it, and then about 15 degrees past that, there's a larger tunnel slightly higher up. Oh, and the ceiling over there is 6 feet tall. you know, like, okay, like, well, let me just draw this, and then here you are. And you can kind of imagine what's going on still. I don't think that having an overhead map, like, is that much of a detriment to you, like, sort of having to use your imagination. But
Do you think of buildings when you walk into them in their overhead map view?
What, in real life, do I think of that? I sometimes just, for fun, try to imagine them that way, but I'm usually terrible at it.
Huh.
I mean, although I should say I do tend to at least want a understanding of the simple topology of a building to avoid my whole obsessive compulsive fear of getting the string I trail behind me tied in a knot while I'm inside a building. The cities like this are fucking terrible for that. Just thinking about the subway, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, because you just go in one way and you have to go out another, and I'm just like, yeah.
The subway also hates you, so it doesn't really, yeah, sort of true. Like a two-way street there.
Yeah, I've had a hell of a time with the way in which people travel in this city.
Jick's body is apparently magnetic or radiates some kind of nuclear power.
My superpower is that I can destroy RFID with my ass. I can imagine a world in which that would be marginally useful, but now it's just
irritating. That's a heck of a superpower. I mean,
boom! There's no sound associated with it. Yeah, superpowers in the real world are really boring compared to, you know.
I want some sort of butt-powered sonic boom. Holy cow. You go to a crowded street, and then you go, BAM! And everybody's like, what the heck? And you're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Tag says, if someone does a run that lasts for less than 600 turns, you should add the remainder of their Ronin phase onto their next Ronin phase.
Huh. Wow.
That would start to suck after a few good runs.
Yeah.
Because you'd never get out of it.
Preenikweezer says, I was listening to last night's show, and at exactly the same time that Riff pressed the flush now button and destroyed the space-time continuum, a door slammed, a huge gust of wind hit the building that I work in, and the entire place shook hard enough that my office door wobbled and grit fell from the ceiling.
Whoa.
This is a two-story university building, too.
There's a serious bug in that software, then, because that was totally not what was supposed to happen.
Yeah, is it? All right, what I'm going to do, I'm gonna do a copy and paste of all on here, right? I made the links not show up for you anymore, because they wouldn't work for you anyway. So I'm pasting all the questions into this text document, and I'm going to try and flush before the point that we're at now.
Oh, right?
See if it actually works. So we got tags from 216-944 message. There.
Yeah.
And now we start with tag 216-944.
So I can refresh.
Yes, if you want
Hot.
To. Dun, dun, dun. Volvox says, why not introduce Wehrseal-like mysticality and moxie items?
Ho-ho! Mm-hmm. Ho-ho-ho! Now, we were talking about adding some items here and there.
I don't know that I'd want it to work exactly like...
Yeah.
You know.
The moons, having things based on the moons is interesting, but...
It is, but I mean, you know, the Wehrseal is what, like the brighter the moons are, the more effective it is, or is it just tied to one moon?
I don't remember exactly how it works.
The Moxie could totally be tied to Grimace. It's just like
every
bounce,
time we do something...
Bounce around wildly.
To moons, I have to look it up, because... Or with the moons. With moon...
We could have one effects. We could have one that's... Like, just a simple on-off based on whether the Hamburglar is white or black.
Oh, that's what I meant, not Grimace. I meant the Hamburglar. That's weird. I was thinking the other day, I'm like, oh, you know, we say that we didn't officially call it the Hamburglar, but then we totally have Grimaceite stuff, because I had the Hamburglar and Grimace mixed up in my head. I was thinking that Grimace was the name of the mini-moon.
Oh, weird.
Hmm. Yeah.
You haven't really thought about the moons a lot.
I haven't in a while.
Yeah.
Remember how irritating that was, trying to come up with a way to do that, and that I was pretty satisfied when
we finally like
yeah. Decided. And then it was neat that it only we were like nobody's ever going to figure this out, man. And then like 3 days later, somebody had pretty much completely figured it out. That was neat.
Yeah, but they don't know everything.
True dat. Show enough. The Divergenizer says, given the recent debate over stasis and noodle nerfs, etc., how would you feel about a change to Habanero itself, which turns it into what people use it for, an MP generating skill? The mechanic is already in place in other things to just regenerate X mana per turn. An MP accelerator would be a neat skill and possibly would kill stasis, and the main problem with stasis that makes it prohibitive for most people, the time commitment, and it would kill the main problem. Okay. Either that or maybe a cap on how much it can regen per turn. 1/3 of max MP or 23 MP or some other number pulled from someone's ass.
Ow.
Or even maybe have it as a...
Sonic boom down.
A buff which reduces casting costs for X turns. Another MMO I played had a castable skill which would reduce the cost of the next X number of skills cast. That made for an interesting mechanic. Might be neat to see here even where X number
Warcraft
of skills...
Warcraft has
is
a
X
few things like that.
Yeah, stuff that reduces the next... casting time to zero and
the next cost to zero.
Yeah, or like if you get a critical hit with a spell, then your next spell is free.
Clear casting.
Yeah.
We could have clear channeling.
Yeah.
No. We, in fact, probably cannot.
Either. Yeah, it would be interesting to like a skill that would guarantee a critical hit.
Huh.
You know, if especially if we had, you know, if we do more weapons that proc on criticals.
Yeah.
Like the clockwork stuff. I think the clockwork stuff is the only stuff that does that now. But still. Yeah, I don't know. It has been suggested, you know, we've been talking about this in dev a lot. It's been suggested that Habanero just do that, right? Just regenerate a certain amount of MP per turn. But, you know, if you're going to run a profit MP wise, that basically turns Habanero into a skill that you cast once and then just have it for the rest of the life of your character. You have it on for the rest of the life of your character, which, I mean, I guess that's kind of how it is now.
Huh.
What?
Huh.
Yeah, we thought about that. Okay. You know. It won't make any difference. Hot Stuff has just written me a note about something. It won't make any difference in a run, I don't think. And like, yeah. if somebody wants to go to all the trouble of getting all that just so they can dick with that one fight, like
that should be cool.
Yeah, that's fun. More power to them. Someone else says, it buries its fangs into your neck, sucking your very life's essence. Shouldn't that be life's very essence, not very life's essence? Well, no, you know, chilling you to the very core. Chilling you to your soul's very core. Chilling you to your very soul's core. I don't know.
I think life is very essence. What kind of... What other kind of essences besides very are there? None. No, I don't think life's very essence sounds as good.
What about the heart's filthy lesson? Bowie, man. Bowie. Dan Bob says, a player in the radio channel suggested additional adventures available only when you have certain familiars equipped. This would be a good way to up the usefulness of the never-used familiars. I mean...
We've definitely thought of that.
Yeah, before. We have, but the thing is, unless there was, like, you know, an adventure that gave you 10,000 stats if you had a line equipped, you know, it wouldn't actually make anybody stop using stat familiars. Yeah, I don't know. Hagula says, any plans to make a means of obtaining familiar equipment that doesn't suck? Or, to clarify, maybe a universal plus 5-pound reward for beating an optional quest or something.
Wow.
I mean, a universal plus 5 is... That just sort of deprecates a lot of other equipment.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... You know, we were thinking about... What were we thinking about? Like... An ultra rare that was a universal plus 7, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, so that's... Yeah, we don't really want to go there.
I mean, the idea is that familiar poundages can be so useful that you have to make an effort to get it, right? You know, running buffs or farming skills or whatever. You know, having to go to the arena for 10 turns is... not that big a deal in terms of long-term run strategies, and it'll give you something, at least 3 pounds, right?
Fineldar says, for some reason I stopped listening to Villa, one of the worst channels ever, by the way, when I switch around between radio and haiku. Is it because the game can't handle that many listen to... No, it should be. I mean... If you actually are using the Switch, it should retain it and only... I mean, I haven't ever gotten any other reports of that. Baconstoned said, what do you think on being able to attach a resume to an application to a clan? It'd be nice to see why someone joined instead of just seeing that they want to join. I mean, they can always just K-mail you along with their... Hogula says, how would you guys feel about letting clowns drop clown hammers, or at least a modified version of the clown hammer? Clowns already have enough drops. Istanbul says, the Gnollish Plunger has a mechanized counterpart in the Gnollish Auto Plunger. Why not create a similar analog for the Matic, an automatic? Do it for the people.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah. Didn't you make some dumb automatic for the people joke during the last radio show?
It's possible.
I think that you did.
But if I made the joke, clearly it was not dumb.
Max Van says, I heard that you guys once banned someone from chat because he was sending Radio Bugbear too many questions. Is this true? Yes.
At least
yeah,
once.
Yeah, that's happened
right?
a couple of times,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if they'd been good questions, it wouldn't have been so much a problem. We'd
well,
just
I don't think
some,
we've ever banned anyone for just asking too many questions.
No.
We've certainly banned people,
we've
for,
banned
like,
people for
sending
like, spamming
the same question
3,000
times in a row.
Yeah.
Which is not a good idea, by the way.
Inferno Hero says, one time Bill Brasky wanted us to go to a bar, but there wasn't one around, so we just sat down in an alley. Sure enough, a bar was built around us 3 months later. After a few shots, Brasky lit it on fire and shouted, leave things the way you found them. That's funny. LOTE says, hey, could we get a thing that just says the net change for the stash? That'd be useful for monitoring it. How would you articulate that, though?
The net change, like before and after?
Like in terms of their karma value, or...
Or the items that have most recently been in the stash?
I mean, how would you...
Yeah,
how
like
would
at, you, at net, what point would
the
you be
net
comparing?
Of a list of items, I mean, yeah, so I don't know.
Or maybe how many nets have been put in or taken out. That might be. We could probably do the number of nets that were in there the last time.
What, there's that lepton mesh, that's a net.
Yeah.
The beer cartilage is described as, you know, something you could use as a tiny net.
Hairspray might be Aquanet.
Could be. That Funicello, that's a net. Unfortunately, we don't have a Funicello in the game. Or any kind of a funicular. What does funicular mean?
Oh, that's a good word, too.
There's some vehicle that was described as the funicular.
Is it?
Funicular.
Can we all race to see who gets it on dictionary.com first?
Funicular railway, inclined railway, or in the UK, a cliff railway.
Of or pertaining to a rope or cord or its tension.
Huh.
Okay, so you know what I bet it is? I bet it's like a ski lift that has things going up two different going up and down two different tracks counterweighting each other.
My uncle died of funicular cancer.
Cancer of the rope?
Yeah. It's a terrible
He was a
go.
Mountain climber yeah, and yeah. it just broke on him.
Yeah. He was like, yeah. Your uncle Damocles? Hogula says, two-handed weapons are almost always less useful than one-handed weapon / offhand item combinations that are available at their level. Could you guys somehow improve two-handed weapons? That's something we never actually have thought about. Like, now that a two-handed weapon basically means sacrificing an additional slot, you know, maybe we should go through and look at the two-handed weapons that drop in places and just, you know, try and make their enchantment sort of double what the enchantment of a one-handed weapon in that zone would be.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at every single weapon in the game and analyzing their enchantments again.
Well, I mean, I think that's probably a worthwhile endeavor.
Within S13.
Within S13.
Yeah, I think you're probably correct, sir.
Shall I note it on the board?
Yeah, sure.
You know, just weapons, not a big deal.
That's true. You can write me a report.
I can.
We're going to have to do some new weapon enchantments anyway. That'll be complicated-ish.
Why is that?
Because of the new items that we'll be creating on the list of things.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, you know, though, those, I think those are going to have to just be hard-coded instead of, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's going to be goofy, because, like, looking at one needs to know.
No, I don't. That's what I was saying. I don't think that needs to actually. This is the radio show where we ambiguously talk about future unimplemented content. Hmm. But yeah, I don't think it actually needs to display anything unusual. But we'll need to write it.
It could just have some vague.
Yeah.
Does something.
Yeah.
something wicked this in your hair.
Then you get pushed down the stairs.
It's, of course, the set of Mexican Avalanche items.
I almost shot coke out my nose.
Do not trust the
pusher. Lack of empathy says, would it be possible to have defeating the guy made of bees listed in other accomplishments?
Yeah, sure.
Boss. Moonshay says, hey guys, it'd be great if in the rumpus room the buy furniture section was below the room map instead so that it doesn't have to be scrolled past each time the furniture is used.
That's a little
goofy. Nobody would be expecting that. Like, if you could... I mean, I guess the thing is, nobody who can buy furniture is ever not able to use it, so that's a little bit annoying, but... Also, you shouldn't be switching furniture that often, you know?
I mean, why would it be a problem to have it at the bottom instead of the top?
Because it would suddenly be unlike everything else in the game where you click on a spot and then it reloads the screen and you have to scroll down to see the results of what you just clicked on.
The question is why. So there's, if you can change the stuff in the rumpus room, the first thing in the every time you load the rumpus room, there's the option to change the stuff. I think it's not something that you bring up. It's just always there.
No, it's not. It's there when you specifically click on something.
I don't think so.
It is. How would it always be there? What section are you buying furniture for if it's always there? Well, this was a lot of work. This game is complicated.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, good old Marquis de Poivre. I look all over
I'm,
for that
I'm
pr- in French.
I'm proud of
in
that
French.
One.
I suck at the claw machine.
Yeah, I didn't get anything today either.
You know, the soda machine, you always win. I remember having the first conversation about that soda machine sitting in the lobby of the car dealership.
Oh my God.
Waiting for my oil to get changed.
It apparently takes 15 hours for oil change at...
That
car dealership.
Yeah. Dumbass says, can Umake stores have a box next to the item where U put how many U want to buy with the default value 0 so we can buy multiple items at once? I absolutely hate forms like that when I'm playing other games.
Yeah.
So I'm saying no.
I mean...
You know what?
I know there have definitely been times where I was like, I wish I could just click. There were like multiple radio selection buttons, and I could just buy, you know, 12 different things and just buy the same quantity of each. But, you know.
That's the kind of thing where if somebody was willing to write a Grease Monkey script, I would almost build the functionality in on the back end and not on the front end.
Didn't we put some kind of bot hooks somewhere, didn't we, for a little while?
For something.
The password, I think.
I don't remember.
The hash. The password hash or something.
I don't think we ever gave them one.
Because they were loading something. I think they were loading the...
They were loading
a
account change cap.
Yeah. We gave them some sort of password hash thing to load.
I don't... actually believe that's true. Unless we maybe put the password hash in main for them or something, so something that was going to get loaded anyway. I don't know.
I don't remember
ever actually doing that. You know, I also thought about, and I don't know if this is true, but I almost thought about writing functionality into the trophy reordering thing in case somebody wanted to write a Grease Monkey script for that. I didn't want
to
add any more...
An order?
To submit a number... And then, like, to submit two numbers and just swap the two trophies in those positions, right? Because then you could do whatever.
Like, yeah. Anything could work like that, right, that you did with Grease Monkey. Because I don't want that interface to be any more complicated than it is, but I can right. understand that if somebody wanted it to be complicated, I'm not willing to spend our time on stuff like that either.
The new trophy thing is great if you have that functionality from the very first time you get a trophy, right? It's only that troublesome for the first time that people see it. Because yeah. you know, normally you're only ever moving one trophy around. You can sort of decide where it goes, and then you're done.
Oh, man. London's being bombed by crazy airplane bombers.
Crazy airplane bombers?
Yeah.
Throwing
what,
airplanes
what
out
bomb
of
at midnight?
Yeah. The thing from Uranus says, putting boots on in the strange leaflet should have an alternate command, Don Boots. Who's Don Boots?
It's like a... Don Knotts' older brother.
There's a different last name.
Yeah, in a
person.
World where last names change instead of...
In a world where last names change.
Don Knotts was from my hometown.
Really?
Yeah, in my high school auditorium / theater where all the senior theater kids would like inscribe their names in the plaster and shit. There's a spot where you can find his.
They would inscribe their names in plaster and then they would shit.
And then they would yes. shit. Because it was near the bathroom.
That is so disgusting.
Hey, something very odd just happened. I logged on and jumped right to the middle of combat with a you twiddle your thumbs message. Bug or bad logout last time on my part? You probably just logged off or your session expired in the middle of a fight.
You've got to stop falling asleep at your computer.
Yeah.
There was a... In my college yearbook, there was a... We put a spread in. I worked on the yearbook. Where a friend of mine had gotten an email from a friend of his, which started out like the beginning of any sort of normal email talking about some sort of problem set. But halfway through the email, it became clear that he had fallen asleep and his head had fallen onto the keyboard. And it was like 6 pages of just the same characters repeated over and over and over again. We put the whole thing in as like just sort of streaming over people, pictures of people falling asleep at computers because it happens all the time.
I had some notes in school that when I was taking notes longhand that got like that, where the letters would become more and more indistinct until it was just a line that went off the page.
Yeah, I remember having like being like having half dreams while trying to take notes in class, and then just thinking that I was coming up with interesting, brilliant revelations, and going back to my notes later, and they just made no sense whatsoever. Like the half aware sort of ramblings. Max Vance asks, how angry do you think people would be if the MMG were changed so that each person could only play a certain number of times per day?
I would imagine some people would be not angry at all.
Yes.
I would say the vast majority of the population of Earth would not be angry at all.
Pretty much anything we do would not anger the vast majority.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we blew up Mount Rushmore, that would probably anger most of the people on Earth.
Well, most no. of the people.
I think
the number of them as you get out of North America would be vanishingly small.
I wonder if the Lakota Sioux would be happy or pissed about that, right, if you blew up Mount Rushmore.
Well, I mean, would you be blowing up the whole mountain or just chipping off the faces?
I don't know. If they built a golf course on the top of Mount Rushmore, you could chip off the faces.
Has anyone ever built, like, gigantic... mustaches, you know, like Dolly style mustaches, and put them on.
I think that's airlifted
them onto Mount Rushmore.
Maybe if Mount Rushmore was on the MIT campus, there would be the ingenuity and the drive to do that. I wonder if the Lakota Sioux would get pissed if you took Mount Rushmore to MIT.
Yeah, like some sort of like prank. We just sort of took the whole yep. face of the mountain off and moved it too. Well, because there was. New Hampshire, their like state motto was sort of this. What was it? It was like the face, this like sort of face in the stone kind of thing. Old man in the mountain, I think is what it was called.
Mm.
Collapsed, like the sort of rock face of it sort of fell off. So we could just take all of Mount Rushmore and put them there one at a time, alternate them throughout the week.
Um, uh,
It's also the world's largest pince-nez, right?
Perhaps. Mount Rushmore.
I have to imagine that not only would pince-nez style glasses only work for a very small fraction of people.
Because of like somebody who has like
people's face shapes and sizes.
Well, but you probably got them tailored specifically to your face.
Yeah, but I would imagine that there are people who don't have a pronounced enough nose. Yeah. Yeah, what about who was that guy who didn't have a nose?
Jack Skellington.
Humpty. How did Humpty?
The guy Humpty. Humpty from Digital Underground.
Spell with an empty?
Yeah, it was
empty. How did he smell?
What?
How did he smell?
Pretty terrible.
That was a blank white card I did once. The emperor has no nose. How does he smell?
You know, we haven't played blank white cards in a long, long, long time.
That's true.
We haven't. Slowenmi says, there should be a hilarious item that's another tome giving you the skill Queer Eye of the Stoat Guy. A passive that prevents you from wearing the mullet wig. Butterboy39 says, have you guys ever tried to crucify yourself? It is easy to hammer the first nail in, but I can't seem to get the second one.
You'll just never get that third nail hammered in, man.
Okay, if you were crucifying yourself on something that was fairly soft...
like butter.
You put one nail through your right hand all the way.
You hold on
to like a big rock that you use to beat in the nail into your left hand, and then you just swing your arm out as hard as you can so that the rock will force the other nail into the, you know.
Hmm. Oh, I see. So you're actually
using the weight of the rock to.
That one has to go true.
It has to, yeah, because you're probably going to drop the rock.
Well, I've never actually taken something very large and swung my hand into, like, a wall while carrying it. I imagine that's exceptionally painful.
Well, considering that you're attempting to crucify yourself.
Yeah,
anyway.
You're obviously not. As for stabbing yourself in the side with, you know, some sort of gladius.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult.
That's probably not going to.
But you could do that beforehand, right?
I guess. Then it'd be imperative that you work quickly.
Gladius? Is that even a word?
Yeah, that's the swords that the Roman soldiers... It was the short swords used by Roman soldiers.
Gladius,
right?
They stabbed him with a spear, though.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was a lance or sword. A lance.
Yeah.
I had a roommate named Lance.
Yeah.
Did he stab
Jesus? Did he stab Jesus?
He was kind of a dick. He wasn't. He was a really nice guy, actually.
He was the pilot?
In case he's... Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
We sort of met him in passing.
We ran into
the
him.
The pilot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he wash his hands? Was he the Pontius pilot? Yeah.
Damn. This is getting creepy.
Yeah, that's right.
Lance, what have you done?
30 pieces of silver. Damn you, Joss Whedon.
30 pieces of eight.
Stop.
Damn
stop
you and your anti-Semitism.
Okay. Is it anti-Semitism or is it just referential?
You honestly think
it is a slam against the industry of Hollywood or something? Because the media mogul is Jewish,
but sells out
the hero.
He is a caricature of Judaism
because he marries a robot.
No, because he's Jesus Christ. It's the caricature aspect of it that makes I don't even care, right? But I just feel like. I don't understand why like somebody's able to get away with that, right? Like, how is that not offensive?
I have yet to understand why you consider it offensive.
Ooh, in February they're coming out with a DS game that's of like a bunch of those different you know Japanese type puzzles, and they're it's going to have a bunch of Nurikabe in them.
Oh, neat.
So, Nurikabe on the DS.
I found that doing Sudoku on the DS was pretty satisfying. It had almost all of the functionality of the ways that I would sort of keep notes.
The one that had a brain edge. Yeah.
Although not quite everything. Like I kind of really like doing them on paper.
Hmm.
I don't think that these like digital devices are ever going to completely replace just the ability to work on paper. It's just there's too much that you can do. It's always going to be too versatile.
I mean, if they can make electronic paper that you can just write on with a pencil.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. That's true. If it was identical to paper, but you can save.
I mean, you know what I want is a goddamn, like, you know, I want a whiteboard that you can save. They make whiteboards that you can save, right?
I had one. You have to use special markers.
Use special markers. You have to tell it what color you're using if you want it to keep track of it, and it doesn't always reflect. But I want to. The thing is, it's not going to be useful to me until there is a whiteboard that you can load. And so it's just
you can in the room I had my philosophy classes in at school, the whiteboard was connected up to the teacher's computer. And you can save and reload. It was basically just a big touch screen with a projector that projected the image of whatever you were writing on it. So you'd write on it with these touch screen markers that weren't actually markers. They just hit the touch screen, which communicated to the computer and drew a line on the thing on the computer, and then the projector projected that line onto the screen.
Was there a latency between?
Not really.
Because that would be kind of weird.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, slightly, but not so bad that you couldn't get used to it after a little bit.
I mean, I don't think there is ever gonna be what I actually want. Right. I mean, I want to be able to wipe a section of a letter off with my thumb and have it go. You know, like right, that's just not gonna happen. But yeah,
I don't know.
I think what I need is just more whiteboards, right? So that I can like. You know, honestly, like having like 50 whiteboards this size that were hung up such, and I say this size, and I, you know, it's like say 3.5 feet by 2.5 feet that you could just, you have a little like file on the wall that you can slide them into, and then you pull them out and hang them up one at a time. What are you all?
Jick-nerf.us.
Yeah, is now another domain alias for the Hardcore Oxygenation forum.
Wow.
Oh, you guys.
We're getting yelled at for splitting infinitives in the Orange Snow Cone.
Is there anything wrong with splitting infinitives?
Grammatically, I think so, yeah.
But, I mean, is that one of those rules like ending a sentence with a preposition that's not a real rule? I mean... Because to say that to...
I can't remember.
I want to quickly run to the store. To say that that is not grammatical.
What?
Hmm.
Where?
That's, you've split an infinitive there. To boldly go.
Too quickly run
to the store. Like, there's just nothing wrong with that. So, you know, it's...
I mean, grammatically, theoretically. Because the infinitive is a single unit.
But in a from a descriptive grammar perspective, there is nothing wrong with it. From a descriptive grammar perspective, it's not clearly understandable
between.
I want store to go down too.
I would say it's
that
not
accent makes it ungrammatical.
It's more the sort of thing. It's not like a rule, but it's like, watch out because if you do this, you may find it does it makes less sense. It might not, but I mean, it's like, I don't know. Does that make sense? It's like, you might be okay, but if you're going to do that, you need to be careful.
Uh-oh.
What? We're
having laptop issues.
Weird. So the answer is, in my personal philosophy, I don't mind that kind of thing, especially if it flows better breaking up the infinitive.
Yeah.
But it's hard for him to know.
Yeah, I don't believe in following those rules to the point where you follow them even if it makes your sentence sound awkward.
Oh. Shaggy says, Noodle's idea, make it a self-cast buff like Fusilli that increases pasta spell damage and causes pasta spells to have a chance of entangling. Eh, I really like it the way that it is. And so do other people. Just not Hardcore Oxygenation.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that I think you'll get used to, and you'll be happy with it as it is now.
Dr. Strangelove says, I read A Clockwork Orange just to understand the combat messages of the Clockwork Grapefruit. I hope you're happy. I feel a malinky bit bazoomy because of it. Yeah. Could have just watched the movie. That wouldn't have been as good.
The movie was pretty good.
The movie was very good. It was a you know, relatively faithful adaptation.
Yeah,
the book is just interesting in that it sort of teaches you that slang as you read it, and it's just cool.
And the book's a little more detailed, but on the whole, that's a very good book to movie conversion.
You know, when they have the device in the future where you just put the book into a device and it comes out with a movie version of it, that's going to be kind of awesome.
Creeping Crud says, why does the Ladle of Mystery plus 20 HP MP for sorcerers cost 3,000 meat, while the Bejeweled Accordion Strap plus 30 HP MP for accordion thieves cost only 2,000? Well,
because accordion thieves already have more help.
Because what?
Accordion thieves need more help.
Yeah. You know, to eke out 20 mana in addition to your huge mana bonus that you already have, you know, is a higher end thing, so it's more expensive.
Yeah.
That's how I can justify it now. I'm not saying that that's what I was thinking when I put it in there. I was probably thinking, what number is less than 5 and easily multiplied by 1,000? And two different answers, the two different times that I thought of that. Flush before this point. Extreme Carl says, in the Procrastination Giant's description, you should say, but what is today but yesterday's tomorrow? He'd ponder this further, but he doesn't feel like it at the moment. Seamus O'Shea says, I have a question about the evil teddy bear text. It says that it sinks its fell felt claws and teeth into his head. Is the word fell right?
Yeah. I mean, fell, I always just assumed it meant evil.
I think it... Does it? No, it's not in the dictionary.
Fell, F-E-L is a word that was probably invented by World of Warcraft. F-E-L-L can be used in the same way, and that's actually a legitimate word.
It is? Fell is an adjective?
Yeah.
And it says, fierce, cruel, terrible, sinister, malevolent, deadly. Or in Scottish, sharp or pungent. Which, like some of my fell cheese. I speak fell cheese. This is very difficult.
Fell cheese?
Very difficult.
Oh, my.
Very difficult to write. It's mostly, you know, an oral tradition.
Hey.
Inferno Hero says, okay, so the office there is pretty much penis-neutralizing Wi-Fi aura, wow-addicty, crazy hippie guy, and riff? What's the penis-neutralizing Wi-Fi aura?
Yeah, I have no idea where you're going with that one.
Colonel Hogg says, wait a minute, in Braveheart, William Wallace says, the real Wallace would come in and shoot lasers out of his ass. They didn't know what lasers were back then. This is fireballs from it's fireballs from his eyes and lightning bolts from his arse. Yeah, yeah. It's lasers. That would be better. I mean, that's seriously an anachronism that I could totally forget.
Yeah.
I'm worried that next time I watch Braveheart, I'm not going to be able to like it as much just knowing what a psychopath Mel Gibson is.
Yeah.
It is such a good movie.
Yeah, just ignore, I think there's no answer. It really is just... I feel like that's just one of the best movies that has ever been made.
It'd be interesting to see another actor in that role, though. I mean, what if it was like Bruce Willis?
With long hair? Sure. Long hair like that?
Like for, well, some... Bruce Willis has some hair, right?
Sometimes.
Pete Postlethwaite.
Which one is he?
He's Kobayashi from The Usual Suspects, which you still haven't watched, you asshole. Okay.
Man.
You know, Hot Stuff and I will work on the bus to Oxford. You're taking your laptop and watching The Usual Suspects.
Man, I'm not taking a laptop to Oxford.
What?
No.
Wow.
Holy crap.
I mean, I probably wasn't going to either.
Should we? Are we going to take any computers with us?
Yeah, take notebooks.
Yeah.
We could, I mean, we could, here's what we do. We go to Benetlilac's and get training as Mentats. That way we will always have our computers with us.
Don't we also have to, like, sit in chambers specifically designed to...
I don't know. I don't actually know if Benetlilac's was where they trained the Mentats.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Ix is where they built the machines, right? And I know that that's... The Tlilaxu yeah. were like geneticists.
Yeah,
but
and
but
the Ixians were machinists, right. Mechanists.
Where did the you were told at some point where the Mentats were trained. But I don't know.
I don't know.
The Freshmaker.
Mentat, the Freshmaker. So yeah, I need to edit that fell thing. Because that needs to be FELL. World of Warcraft doesn't get to decide.
It is
an expansion to the World of Warcraft board game, and an expansion to the Warcraft board game, and an expansion to Arkham Horror that is actually an entire another board and set of stuff. I was thinking about this. I would almost write some software that handled most of.
The Arkham Horror stuff?
The Arkham Horror stuff. To where you didn't actually have to fuck with the cards.
Huh. I mean, I wrote... The first thing I really programmed when I was learning Pascal was I sort of took all of the Dungeons & Dragons reference materials and had it generate, like, loot tables for monsters and stuff like that so that we could sort of just not have to look stuff up all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just...
But you were always playing next to a computer?
Not always, but when we played at my house, I had my computer there.
I mean, I feel like I would play... Like, I would probably never play Arkham Horror again just based on how much of a pain in the ass it is to set it up, right? But I would spend 8 hours writing some software to save an hour every time you play.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Could
if
you
write
some software that would just play the game for you?
I don't know if the game is fun enough to. That's the thing. I don't know. We've never made. It's so tedious to set up and really so tedious to play that we. I mean,
I've never seen the
looking
game.
Everything up that we've never completed a game. Right? It's like 4 hours in, and we're like, oh god damn it! Now I'm tired.
Huh?
And
It's
interesting.
There's a fine line in board games between like complicated enough to be sort of varied and interesting and. Too complicated to just to sort of make it worth your while.
Hmm.
Betrayal at House on the Hill is I feel just perfect. Yeah. It's just right. Because it's, you know, it's not always satisfying from a gameplay standpoint, but it's always fun. I mean, I cannot think of a single other board game that I have. I mean, chess. Yes, I can. I can think of another board game. But I can't think of a board game that we've played as much as that.
No.
I can't think of one that even comes close. Because we must have played 20 games of that, right?
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
There's hardly any setup either. Well, initially, I mean, when you get the...
Because you're setting up the game as you play.
As you play it, yeah.
Which is neat.
And then you just have to fish out the counters you need when you get to the treason, but...
Well, it's not always a betrayal.
Yeah, or whatever.
Let's take a break.
Let's take two.
Give me a break.
Play some...
I think Kit Kats might make the perfect confection bread analog for this confection, the trifection that we've decided we're going to create.
You know what I think would be good? Suck all the cream out of a Twinkie and then cram a Kit Kat in there instead.
Huh. Which part of that is good? The sucking out or the final product?
The entire experience.
See, I think a Twinkie with a... Yeah, I don't like the filling inside Twix. I think a Twinkie with a Twix in it. Or really, just like a bigger Twix with a Twix in it would be...
Have you seen the massive Kit Kats?
No. There's the single the single ingot of Kit Kat.
Yeah.
It's like...
They're advertising the dark chocolate Kit Kats here, too.
Oh, man, what did we have? We had those coffee-flavored Kit Kats, and those were fucking awesome.
Yeah, those were good.
Is this like experiments that you've had here? Or was that something back
home? No, it was stuff back home. This is a little bit annoying to me. Every candy and every soda are starting to do these weird, like, limited edition bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we're just in a test market area.
Oh, that could be. I had never thought about that. But, I mean, surely that Mountain Dew pitch black, god-awful, horrible soda they sold for a while, like, that was everywhere. Yeah. I don't think that, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And there was the orange Mountain Dew for a while. I forget what that was called. Mountain Dew... X Factor or something. Code Red Alert.
Red Alert, yeah.
Instead of Code Red. I don't remember what it was.
I don't know.
Code Red is fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's not good at all.
I like Mountain Dew more than any other soda. I haven't had a Mountain Dew in like 3 weeks.
Vault.
Four or 5 weeks.
Yeah. If you like Coke more than Pepsi, then you should try Vault. Because it is to Mountain Dew as Coke is to Pepsi.
Really?
Yeah. Once you've had some Vault, Mountain Dew just tastes like sugar water.
Well, I mean, Mountain Dew does kind of taste like sugar water. That's sort of what
Jake also likes fountain Mountain Dew and not stuff in the bottles, which is a different kind of...
That might be.
My wife is making the claim that Code Red is delicious, and that's because my wife does not know from delicious. She does most of the time, but Code Red is goddamn nasty. All right, well, we're going to have some Simon and Garfunkel to...
Darth Garfunkel.
To soothe you while we take a break. Darth Garfunkel. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you kids in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're back on the air.
Wow. That was horrible.
What? I have no idea where you were going with that, so I was just adding sound effects.
Okay.
In a world where gone mad makes sound effects with his mouth.
Whip. Zwing. Bring, bring.
Shoot lasers out.
Pew, pew. Boom!
It's a pew pew boom when William Wallace did the sonic boom RFID destroying lasers. The real Wallace would shoot lasers out of his arse to destroy their RFID tags. Wait a minute, they didn't know what RFID tags were back then. We were discussing whether or not we wanted to go to York, and I said it just hasn't been the same since William Wallace sacked it. He just teabagged every single surface. That guy didn't shower.
I think I commented that that's what the kilts were for, so that
easy teabagging.
Yes, for ease of teabagging things. Somebody on something I read today was saying about how Scotland is like England's Canada.
A,
really?
Yeah, I don't know how well the comparison holds up, other than it being northward. Yeah. Right.
Well, we do have that Hadrian's Wall between the U.S. and Canada. No, we don't really.
No.
It's just a dotted line on a map. What's weird, though, is you go up there, that dotted line is real.
You've seen it.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Know,
it's cool.
Or like the two, is it like a different color on either side of the line?
There's a That's why you're not allowed to take plants across the border, because they don't want you to fuck up the color.
I remember being in Michiana, which was like the quarter mile stretch of this part of town where Michigan considered the state border here. It was like welcome to Michigan, and then you'd go another like quarter miles and be like the Indiana considered its border here, but it was on the opposite, they were on opposite sides of each other from the state, so there was a portion that they both considered to be part of their state. Must have sucked to live there because you paid two state taxes.
Oh, dude.
LSK says, why can you pickpocket a Mind Flayer corpse from a Mind Flayer? Because they carry the corpses of their fallen comrades around.
Yep.
In their pockets.
Slab Bulkhead, neat, says, I just pickpocketed a ghoul egg from a ghoul. Are ghouls' genitals considered a pocket? No, ghouls keep their eggs in their pockets. And, well, actually, no. They're, ghouls, it's for nuts
incubation, you know, it's... Just reach up inside that cloaca and pick an egg.
The pretender says, I was just reading an interesting study on diarrhea. Did you know it's a genetic disease? Yes, indeed. It runs in your genes.
Somebody put shit in my pants.
What was that joke about the... I mean, it's ruined now with that lead-in, but this guy at a bar, and he throws up all over his shirt, and he's like, oh, man, my wife's going to kill me. I wasn't supposed to go out drinking after work. And the guy was like, here, do what I do. You go home. you go by the bank. You get $100, right? And you go home and you say, like, honey, your wife's going to be all like, God, I suck at telling this joke. All right. Your wife's going to, you know, ask what the fuck. And you're like, I was walking home past this bar and somebody stumbled out and just threw up all over my shirt. And I was like, you asshole. I can't believe you threw up on my shirt. And he gave me this $100 bill to pay the dry cleaning bill. And, so the guy's like, oh, okay, good idea. And he stops at the ATM and he goes home and he tells the whole story to his wife. And she was like, but this is $200. And he was like, oh, yeah, the guy also shit my pants.
I was not thinking of that joke. I'd never heard of that. But there is a one-off bit in a Johnny the Homicidal Maniac comic book where it's this girl on this date with the guy, and the guy is having intestinal trouble but is trying to front like everything's cool, and he gets diarrhea and ends up shit crapping his pants, and just the last bit is him running out of the restaurant shouting, somebody put shit in my pants, and you can see it streaming out of the bottoms of the legs of his pants. Kind of one of those things you have to actually see.
I'm sure it's hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
What didn't we decide we were going to slowly distribute something, parts of the apartment or something?
All right, and with like socks down our pants legs.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, but what was it? What were we?
Oh, God damn it.
Crap.
So we come up with these brilliant schemes to escape Britain, and,
yeah,
and now we can't. We were going to build a tunnel to China or something.
I don't remember anymore.
I
remember what it was. the pretender says, there should be some sort of daily leaderboard for people who are pied, bricked, and teepeed.
Oh,
which, right under that is the word random, and I read it as pied, bricked, and raped. So I saw the random and the teepeed, and it just merged together into raped.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't know. That leaderboard has... It is, at best, multi-abusable, and at worst, has the potential to create a lot of really, really annoying begging.
The bricks do not get consumed, so that could be... I don't like that idea.
Yeah.
TP, maybe, but the rest of it, you know.
Butterboy39 says, you better believe it.
Butterboy39 also asks, hey guys, what do you like better, a Mac or a PC?
Mac. Really? I like Mac enough for everybody else in this. What?
It's quack, quack, quack is what a duck says.
Oh.
Not Mac.
Maybe he's got a cold.
Yeah. Okay.
I like Mac.
I think you like the theory of Mac.
Yeah, I do.
And just have had terrible luck,
in practice. The one problem though is since I like playing games, right? Yeah. So that sucks. You
true.
Know. So I just need a gaming PC. And the reason that I can't use a Mac for work is...
Well, when next version of OS X comes out, you can have both.
What do you mean? Oh, well, I mean, you can now, too.
You can dual boot. You can dual boot Windows and OS X on,
well, yeah, but
on an Intel.
Boot Camp is officially a beta now, whereas it's actually part of the OS on the next version.
I see. Yeah, okay. The hardware, you know,
that's my plan.
I liked my PowerBook, except for it being a broke dick ass piece of shit that was just never right.
Yeah, you got lemoned on that one.
And,
that was unfortunate.
That really sucks, you know, because the thing was fucking expensive.
Did you get an Intel one or an old?
No,
so maybe when OS 10.5 comes out or whatever, if you're willing to buy another one.
I mean, this will be the, you know. I keep bouncing back and forth because I bought a Mac laptop. The first time I ever bought a laptop, I bought an iBook because I saw it and I was like, wow, that is nice. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, maybe developing some web-based game, and it'd be handy if I had something running Unix at the house to be able to, you know, do prototyping on the server and stuff. I'm a student, so I get good discounts. I have good credit, so I can get it for free. you know, so I got a Mac and I liked it. You know, it was just fine. But it came time to get like serious about working on it, right? And I needed a PC so that I could use PaintShop on the Mac, basically. Right?
That is a sad reason to have to get a PC of all reasons.
We should
not start that argument.
I see what you guys are saying. I really do. I understand that I would probably be better off using Photoshop. I mean, especially now that Hot Stuff has figured out ways to fake the style of art using Photoshop. I mean, I think what I don't think you've ever done though.
I've never imported directly.
Scanned something.
But we've never tried either.
I used Photoshop when scanning all that art for the for that, and also for the KOL Monopoly thing.
Those were for print, though.
Well,
I mean, that's the specific sort of resizing that I have to do in PaintShop Pro. I use their resizing algorithm, which is what gives everything the kind of blurry line edge thing, right?
Yeah, I don't exactly know how that would work.
Yeah, so I just and also. I am fast with PaintShop Pro.
That's true.
And I don't know.
You do things in a very non-intuitive way from my perspective.
And I would want to continue to do them that way.
I don't
and Photoshop
can do that.
And Photoshop is just not going to. I really want a paint program. I don't want an image editing program.
Huh.
Because I just the idea of layers is, while I understand
seems
that
to
it
me
would
there
be,
must be one.
What, a paint program?
Yeah.
I mean, PaintShop Pro is one, you know? Like, it's...
But, I mean, do they have that for Mac?
No, they don't develop it for Mac.
Yeah.
Although, didn't Corel used to make a lot of software?
There's Corel Draw and stuff, yeah.
For Mac, though? Because Corel owns PaintShop now.
I don't remember if they had Mac stuff or not.
So, I don't know. But, I mean, that is the one thing preventing me from switching to a Mac, right?
Like, well, yeah, I mean, that...
Yeah, and then the bad luck. So, basically, I keep switching back and forth on laptops, right?
You went from that to
a PC... iBook, I bought a PC when I was...
Desktop.
No.
Oh, you
bought a PC laptop. I bought that first Vio.
Oh, you bought the Vio.
I bought the first Vio after the iBook. And, you know, that was my laptop for a long time. And then I was like, okay, you know, I need to be able to work for real on my laptop, so I'm going to do this. I get a PC, right? And then... I was like, well, I'm getting tired of carrying this heavy ass laptop, so I'm going to buy a PowerBook again because it was also like, you know, it's been a couple of years, and that was like last year, year and a half
ago. It was, you know, except for like a few startup problems, it was really nice, and then you just started having really bad luck with it.
Yeah, I mean, it fell off I got knocked off the nightstand, right, and it fell about 18 inches onto shag carpet, which that'll destroy anything. Of course.
But it didn't land on the power cord.
It landed on the power cord, right. So basically, when I took it in, their claim was that they had to replace the screen
which there was fucking nothing wrong with the screen.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like
that.
It just they were like, you know, this is what we replaced, and it was basically a list of all of the structural elements of the thing, and it was still all fucked up. Like there were still these bulges in the metal of the case.
Weird. They didn't replace the case.
They said they did.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Maybe you had something living in your machine.
Maybe.
And it was trying to get out.
Possessed by some kind of demon. Yeah.
A lemon demon.
In any case, I've been using Macs. I, you know, made fun of them when I was a kid because I had PCs.
But they genuinely deserve to be made fun of until OS X.
Yeah.
Like, because...
Well, no, that's not true. Because, I mean, I started using them with OS 9.
OS 9 was good.
And... And that, like, for what we were doing, I mean, I'd started using them for the yearbook in college. And for what we were doing, they were really quite good. But then, I sort of viewed them as specialized. And then when OS X came out, then I was like, wow, this is clearly the future of computing, kind of, where you have a manufacturer who knows exactly what kind of hardware stuff is going to be run on, so they can really optimize stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So...
I mean, I would never have used a Mac until OS X because I was familiar with Unix. And I'm like, okay, this is an OS that I know is powerful as opposed to one that is just...
The dinosaurs are crashing in. I know this.
God.
I just wanted to...
And why did they make it the girl? Some bullshit PC nonsense that they decided it was going to be the obnoxious-ass girl instead of...
Because she was the smart kid, wasn't she? Yeah. Of the pair.
You couldn't just let the boy be smart. No.
I have
that's
no
too
idea
realistic.
What you're talking about.
Jurassic Park?
I didn't see Jurassic Park.
What?
Yeah, I didn't see
I think I'm probably in trouble for that guy. Yeah.
Okay, so there are these things that they flash 24 times a second a still picture, but because they're doing so fast, it looks like it's in motion.
Oh, like one of those flip books.
Right, but it's on a screen.
Huh.
Yeah, and so they're called movies. We're gonna start taking you to some.
Oh, you are aware that there's an invention called a movie screen, and on this invention they show movies.
Yes.
Sivault says, does the new mini moon affect mushroom farming? No. Gleeb says, can we have some kind of multi-use on Candy Hearts? Yes, Xenophobe already did it. Dan Bob says, Jick says, no new paths, no new course. Mr. Skullhead says there will be a new harder hardcore for people. Can someone please clarify / explain? No.
Nope. You'll find out.
Yeah. And I changed my mind. There's totally a new core. But it's not that one. Also.
They're both right.
We figured out, yeah. hot stuff. We got into a spat at the Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
And we worked it out. We figured out a way of doing it.
Yeah.
The Gun Run says, how did you meet your wife? I met her on KOL. What is your favorite soda? Mountain motherfucking Dew, motherfucker.
Vault.
We need to find... What's
your favorite thing is mounting your wife?
I've not seen Fountain Mountain Dew since we've been here. The convenience stores don't have
Fountain
Soda.
Soda.
Well, you say that, but then they had the Coke hose.
Yeah, they had
the
hose at the
Coke
bar.
Coke at the bar is not the same thing as a Fountain Soda.
Okay.
Not really. I didn't realize they had different sizes of Cokes.
I'm not sure that they did. I went up there and
asked for a
and
pint.
Yeah, I said, I'd like another Coke, but can you give me a pint? And he was like, yeah, sure.
Huh.
Enemy Lasagna says, are there or will there be any cube references?
What did we think of today? The Gene Ray band.
The Gene Ray band. Yeah.
Will you make it so that the keys from the Feelies packs will be able to open something, like a door or a chest at the next con? I mean, that would be awesome,
wow.
but
we'd have to retrofit.
Yeah, we'd have to reverse engineer
locks.
A lock.
That'd
yeah.
be God.
We could reverse engineer Loch Ness while we're up here. We should go see Loch Ness.
Okay. I feel of things to see, that is not one.
Yeah. No,
I mean, if we could see Loch Ness Monster, I would be all for it. But I think that you're a lot less likely to see that.
The Loch Elliot Ness Mobster. Jed the Nifty says, how about an NS-13 in some NS-13 zone make monsters which attempt to stasis the player? They inherently have habanero, don't attack, and just keep healing so that players will know what it feels like. That's pretty funny.
They de-level the player.
That's like how
a couple times.
That's like the new monsters in World of Warcraft that have all the player spells.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and like monsters that start off with zero mana and steal some of yours and then start casting spells. It's just mean. Oh, yeah, and the play. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys, says, how many Gats do you guys own?
I guess I technically own several hundred guns.
What? How do you figure that?
Well, because I
you inherited
a whole lot of a militia,
a whole
lot of guns. Yeah, yeah. Huh. Those, yeah.
Are any of them Gats?
I don't think so. Is a Gat like a literal Gatling gun?
Yeah, I mean that's a question.
A Gat like a pistol?
But that slang comes from Gatling gun, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah. And then they always say like rat tat tat went my Gat like that because I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back. They say that. You know.
At least you're shooting him from the
and
front.
That
one's
like, so you know, rat tat tat implies to me like a Gat would be used to describe a Mac 10 or a Tech 9, not necessarily a Glock. You know. But a 9, if you say my 9, you know, you could mean a 9mm. Pistol,
yeah,
like a semi-auto, or you know, you could probably refer to a Tech 9 as a 9.
Didn't we?
Because they're all about the efficiency of language.
A mystery hunt puzzle where we had to identify a bunch of different guns,
and
then the songs from which
yeah,
the
there
guns
was song
came.
Song lyrics about yeah, that was cool. I got like an M1 Garand, the sort of World War One.
Where are
rifle.
All these guns?
They're all in my mom's garage. Oh, okay. I think it's technically they're my mom's.
Arsenal.
They're my mom's, but she's not going to do anything with them. So, I mean, they're just sitting there waiting for me to open the safe and take over the world. I know there's an AR-15 in there too, because
wow,
there was one that Dad bought before they
banned them.
Yeah, because I mean,
did he know that they were going to be banned?
Yeah. It was coming down the pipe. Like the trade in them was very very brisk at that time, and then they became unbanned, and then they got banned again, and then they got unbanned.
So I mean, they clearly didn't force people who had registered. I assume all of them are like legal registered guns, right? Maybe not.
No, they didn't. They didn't take them away from anybody. Okay. You know, they just made it illegal to sell. And that was the fucking bullshit about, you know, we're getting in an argument with like an ex-girlfriend's parents about like, you know, like it was so irresponsible of Bush to let the ban on assault rifles lapse, because that was what happened. I mean, Bush could have reinstated it, but he didn't, right? And it's like, you know, no, it's not. It is horseshit that there are things that you're allowed to own but not allowed to sell to someone else. Like, I just, you know, there is
especially
no soul binding in real life. Like,
especially the fact that you can't sell your horse shit to other
that's,
people.
Yeah. And they were like, look at Columbine. Yes, which happened during the period of time when the sale of them was banned. You
did
know,
they use assault rifles? I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, they got all of their guns illegally.
Oh, they
you
did?
Know? So they were fucking 17. You can't.
Well, I know, but I mean, I thought I was under the impression they got them from like some sort of. I didn't actually follow the details of that. Right.
I mean, they some friend of theirs had gotten them for them. I mean, I don't know what the. I don't remember exactly what the story was. Right. Even though I just watched that entire playthrough of the Columbine RPG, it wasn't all that detailed.
That was an interesting story, though, the whole Columbine RPG thing.
Yeah.
Where there was, well, I guess the little that I know about it was that there was an independent game designer competition or whatnot, and somebody submitted a Columbine RPG.
But that game was specifically invited to be a participant, right? And then
I think all the participants were invited.
It was an invitational tournament, right? Like invitational, like sort
that
of
designer game. Was.
Yeah, no, the actual game.
The game.
Yeah,
oh.
And then the sponsors got.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Sketchy about it, and so the people organizing the contest pulled it.
Uninvited them.
Yeah, and then
okay.
And then a bunch of the other entrants were like, "No, fuck you," and they took their games out too.
Wow. So what you're saying is it didn't win.
It didn't look like a very fun game from, like, a game perspective. I mean, it was interesting as a piece of art. The Gunrun says, I'm taking the SATs in a few days. Have any words of advice? No. If you're not already going to succeed at it. I mean, there's really nothing you can do. And I'm sure you'll be fine. When are you going to have kids? What time is it now? What would you do if there was a virus that turned all of your friends into Asians? Would you attempt to catch the virus to make yourself Asian as well? I like having a big penis. But then again, I don't like being stupid and bad at math. But I do like being a good driver.
You wouldn't be able to drink as much.
But I don't like... Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that alone, I think, would clinch it.
I like being tall.
But... Do you like being in the majority? Because, you know.
Reverend Noodleyson says, hey, since Jick is away, could you tell us some embarrassing stories / facts about him? If there aren't any, just make something up. I'm right here, but guys, pretend I'm not here and make something up. But,
One time, Jick, pass.
Well, there was that one time when there was that hole in the wall, and by wall, I mean dam, and we were afraid that the dam was going to break, and so we're like, Jick, plug up the hole, and instead of sticking his finger in it, he stuck his dick in it, and then the end.
That wasn't very humorous. Yeah, I mean, other than the fact that totally it was an obvious dam. Dick
He totally
joke.
Fucked the dam! Yeah.
This is why Hot Stuff
doesn't write anything
for the game.
Enter the Wumpa says, if you were told you were getting drafted, ignoring the whole age limit thing, how would you get out of it? Canada? Gayness? Suicide? Committing suicide to avoid getting drafted.
Yeah, that seems a little bit...
Because I gotta say, like, I wouldn't want to dodge the draft on like, you know, pacifist or moral grounds. I just don't want to get killed. You know, so, I mean, that...
It'd probably be easy to get out of it just by going there with a head full of acid or just...
I don't know. I mean, I think
really
that they...
Up.
I think a lot of people probably tried that in Vietnam and that was not a particularly good way of dealing... I mean, I honestly would imagine that I
could just tell the truth about how much acid I've done in my life, and they would probably not want me.
I don't know. I mean, if it was really serious,
do you go to boot camp? Could you just fail out of boot camp?
I don't think so. I mean, I think they just sort of
just recycle you through boot camp until you get it right. Although I guess if you were willing to put up with boot camp forever, you could just stay there.
I don't think I could become gay, and I don't think they would kick me out anyway.
Any more gay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that dam was totally.
You could find some guy to team up with, and both of you claim that you're gay.
Right.
In order to get out of it, it'd be like
if two people walked in and sang a bar at Alice's restaurant in harmony, they'd think you was a couple of fags, and they wouldn't let either of you in.
My mom wanted me to go to Canada if they ever instituted a draft.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I would go to Canada if they instituted a draft.
Well, I mean, it's not a problem for us anymore, I don't think.
It's unlikely that they would ever get to us. It's unlikely that they would send any of us to combat. I mean, they would...
That's true. We'd take some sort of aptitude test, and then we would...
Yeah.
They'd put us in a weapons
lab, and we would write the funniest joke.
Yeah. That'd be great.
But
hey, guys, says, do you guys watch 24 or House? My mom got me the first couple seasons of House on DVD because she was like, you would really like this. And I think it's because the asshole main character reminds her of me.
I saw a couple episodes of House and enjoyed it. I haven't watched any of 24.
Yeah, I don't care.
I watched the first season of 24 and thought the first 12 episodes were interesting. I wasn't 100% into the series or whatever, but then it just completely jumped the shark. And was just one of the series that made me the angriest.
Before it got interesting, it jumped the shark. That's terrible.
Well, because, you know, like a lot of other shows, it was designed such that if it only lasted 13 episodes and was canceled, it would be sort of narratively complete. So they were done with the sort of first story arc halfway through the show. And it's designed, it's like the show that's designed to be a single story arc because it's a single day.
That seems like a problem that, I mean, it seems like the Japanese have totally got that figured out. They will regularly say, here's a new series, it's going to be 13 episodes.
Period.
And they do the entire story over those 13 episodes, and then it's done, and then that company makes another series.
Yeah.
HBO kind of does that. I mean, they they ended 6 Feet Under while it was still popular because they just wanted to be done with the story, you know? Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. Extras was 6 episodes long. Although they're apparently making a second season of it now. So, I mean, I guess they're not immune. I was really hoping that Rome was only going to be one season, but apparently it's not. Oh, God damn it. I really hope that Roy is taping those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all Battlestar Galactica all the way down. Yeah.
Surely he is. Surely he thought of that.
I mean, it will come out on DVD.
Yeah, but I want to... It's fascinating to me to watch those shows as they come out. You know, like, we would sit and we would watch Rome as the episodes came out, and it was cool. It was like, you know, we would watch them on the DVR. You know, we didn't watch them while they were on, but right. It's like, you know, it's like neat to come back to it once a week. Or if you've been out of town, you know, you come back and you watch two in a row, and you're like, woo, I watched two in a row. Drunky friend says, in honor of your time overseas, are we going to see food like bangers and mash or fish and chips in NS13? Fish and chips was the first thing we had when we got here. It was fucking horrible.
It was tasty.
That's the fish.
No, it was. It was the so fish was, the fish was greasy. Good.
Yeah,
but it was tasty. They were good.
They were terrible.
Awful.
They weren't. I mean, they weren't the best fries I've ever had, but they were okay. But I wouldn't say they were terrible. Fish was great. There was way too much for me to possibly eat.
It was so greasy. It was like eating. It was like eating Jack in the Box bags.
The entire fish is transparent because
it was your window to weight.
Your window to weight gain. The monkey says, since you're in the UK, you got to go to the cinema, or movies. I think I would have figured that one out. And go see Hot Fuzz, Funniest Thing in Ages. Yeah, we're planning on it. Max Van says, I was looking at the KOL Wiki's History of Loathing, and it said that back in 2003, there used to be a place called the Voluntary Level Reduction Booth. What was the purpose of it? Well, it was a place where you were forced to increase your
unevenness.
Yeah. Iluro Dragon says, spoilery, doing this and that causes the bonus effect for 3 rounds, doing this, that, causes it for only 2 rounds. Bug/oversight? No, that's exactly the way that it's supposed to be. Because the thing is, the first one, I'm looking at the whiteboard trying to see back in time. One of those is actually only a 2-move combo, and one of them is a 3-move combo.
They're claiming they're both are three.
Yeah, but they're just wrong.
Okay.
So, I mean, that would have gotten caught. I mean, that's something that we would have noticed in even the most cursory testing. ACDR says, hey guys, someone once said on the radio show that the base item drop rates go in increments of 5%, meaning that you can have presumably can't have a base drop rate of, say, 3.5%. Is this still true? No, that was never true. It just, when I make up numbers, they tend to be divisible by 5. Right.
Like, Arkley 7 Dabu is, like, totally divisible by 5.
Yes, Arkley 7 Dabu is divisible by 5. Yeah. but yeah, no. No. One thing, right now, they are currently limited to integers, which we were thinking how awesome it would be if we could start having items with, like, 0.01% drop rate.
We can right now.
We can't.
We can.
We cannot.
Oh, I think we could.
Okay, I guess with a conditional.
Yeah, we can do anything we want.
But we really can't. We can't give something a natural...
Because something that
was like, let's say we give it a 1% drop rate, which is the lowest we could get. I mean, all I have to do is make the, like, although this just fucking scares me because I don't like changing the data types on live tables, right? Because, you know, hey, Black Sunday, how's it going? And Black Sunday's like, hey, chick, everything's great over here.
It was on the other side of the dam.
God, one thing that I got for my anniversary was a cold, and it's, still not.
That was the best gift ever.
I know. It's the gift that keeps on giving me throat pain.
You also got a production overlay.
Oh, man. I got to figure out exactly what this thing is, but I know that it's awesome. I know that it was something that they used to make Tron, and it's got. It's this big black and white photo of Sark that's actually a frame from the movie. And so we're thinking that it might have been something like a green screen photo
that they used. I believe that all of the color in Tron
was digital.
In the computer scenes was added in
post production. I believe that's true, yeah.
Because their faces are they're basically black and white with blue or red depending on because Sark's face is gray and his suit is red, right?
Yeah.
I guess same with
yeah, all the
faces.
I feel like all of the actual film was in black and white. So I think that what this is it's a frame of the movie. With the back enlarged. Matted out to put the background behind Sark in special effects, and it's fucking awesome.
It's got like registration.
My wife is the shit. Yeah, it's got the like holes punched in it to line it up on the thing. Ah, man,
Jake is becoming an art buyer or wanting to become an art buyer.
Yeah, man. When we were at the I found
the game on.
I have no idea how I'm gonna find that.
I looked at the studio website and like a bunch of art dealerships that sell stuff from that studio, and none of them had that print, and it was like a limited
product. The one that they had at this show was what we're talking about is a print of the original artwork of the castle for Dragon's Lair.
There's
like the
intro
that they pan.
There's a photo of it on the Rifflesby photo bucket.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So we can be able to use that as a reference for one aspect.
It's under the Science Museum tag.
The one that they had there was like, you know, some relatively random number out of 1,000. It wasn't like one. There are 1,000 copies of this print. Was it 6?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. It was on loan from the studio. The one that they had was owned by Don Bluth Studios.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea how you go about tracking down something like that.
You'd pay an art dealer.
Get an art dealer to hunt it for you.
I'd hate to pay somebody, you know, a lot of money to find out that it's
finder's fee. Yeah,
cost a fortune. So do you only have to pay them if they find it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Huh. Because I don't know how much I would pay. I mean, I would have a hard time paying like $1,000. I think.
I think it's probably going to be on the order of that magnitude.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be worth finding out, but I would have a hard time paying $1,000 for that, I think.
Is it because your dick's stuck in a dam?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't reach my wallet. Maybe I need to get that Asian virus so it'll shrink my dick so I can finally get out of the dam. Can Asians swim? Are they like black people?
What you need is an e-penis.
Oh, yeah.
2.781828 inches.
Frowny face.
Yeah.
Ness Outlaw says, we need Arnold Benedict to come back. There are way too many twinkly wads in the mall now, especially with the upgrade to the Palindome.
He'll be back.
Oh, that's true. All that gear smashes.
The Gun Run says, how long did it take you guys to beat Zelda?
Which Zelda?
Months and months. I had had it for forever.
I don't know that I do not think I've played. No, I've played Link's Awakening all the way through. I think that's the only Zelda game I've actually completed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I didn't have an 8-bit Nintendo when I was a kid or a Super Nintendo.
That's the only one that I haven't. That's the only one that I've never actually owned.
Really?
And I haven't completed it.
I played the original
fucking Majora's Mask.
Like three of us in high school we all had a Nintendo basically together, like that we would share and stuff like that. And we would sit and we'd play. I think we played through Zelda in like within a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember Link to the Past. I don't remember how fast that one went. That one took a little bit longer, but I think that had sort of extenuating circumstances. We would play it for like hours and hours and hours.
The thing is, we never had more than one TV when I was a kid, so I didn't really get to play that much Nintendo, right? Because, I mean, I could play after school until Dad came home and wanted to watch the news, and then, you know, half of the nights of the week there would be something on television that one of my parents wanted to watch, and I didn't really stay up past when they were, you know, I mean, I would stay up that much later than them, so it's, I mean... There was a brief period of time where I had like a 14-inch TV in my room.
Huh.
The Gun Run says, if Google wanted to buy KOL off you guys for $1.6 billion, would you sell it to them?
What would it entail? That's the question. Yeah. Like, if they just wanted to take over the hosting and be able to promote it and like
do and they it. And they get all the money that it makes, then sure.
Yeah, I mean, but
if we were able to retain creative control,
complete creative control.
And you know, for $1.6 billion, I would probably have a hard time saying no anyway.
Yeah, because we could go and say,
all right, everybody who you know, if you don't like what they're doing with KOL, we are going to spend this money to create something that you will love.
Yeah,
you know, and you can follow us there.
We'll construct it out of cheese. Yeah.
Assuming there's no non-compete clause.
Well, but we wouldn't compete.
I mean, I just can't believe that they would, you know, like, nope, sorry, you take this $1.6 billion and you're never allowed to make a game again.
Well, there are people, like, who aren't allowed to work in the same industry for a certain amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah. It wouldn't be forever, but it would likely be, like, a couple of years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that gives us that many years to write a game before we release it. And as soon as that day comes, bam, and our game's on the internet ready to go. And with $1.6 billion in our pockets, I'm sure we could survive the intervening time.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of stuff to carry around in our pockets.
Especially if you've converted it all into pound coins.
As we know somebody would.
Mace Windu says, I heard I turned into Jabba the Hutt.
What?
Enemy Lasagna says, will there be any more time travel in the kingdom soon? There already is.
There's already more time travel in the kingdom soon.
there was plenty of time travel last week. You missed it.
Well, and next week.
Next week is when last week
happened
starts.
And yeah. Will have happened.
Yeah.
I like the fact that conjugation of verbs allows for extremely complicated temporal
will have
fuckery.
Going to have been happened.
Yes. wasn't there some sort of race in one of the space games that like they talked in, it might have been Star Control, but I can't remember.
The
they talked in
kinda
extremely
like that,
convoluted time language because they existed along all time, like the whole time axis at once.
Trafalmadorians were like that.
What did they
find? In Slaughterhouse-5.
Huh.
And also, well, it may have been Slaughterhouse-5, and there was also Trafalmadorian in Sirens of Titan, which is actually my.
I might be thinking of Slaughterhouse-5.
Read Sirens of Titan. That's my favorite book of his.
Really?
Well, okay, it's probably a tie between that one and Cat's Cradle.
I like Cat's Cradle a lot.
Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says, now that you've experienced it, will you be referencing the London Underground in the game? I was thinking about putting a marble arch into the new White City zone.
A gap for you to mind?
Yeah. How I mind for gap. Panay says, hey guys, I just wanted to say that the palindromic poem was awesome and that I want to marry the person who wrote it. Sincerely, Panay. That was me, Grimlock, put that together for us, actually.
After the expression of frustration that it's hard to write Shakespeare as palindromes.
Benji Cord says, why doesn't the you lose, you slink away, dejected and defeated message show up when the Naughty Sorceress beats you up in the first round? I don't know. It's a bug. let me see. Blue Elf says, I'm persistent. Any hints about those missing familiars? One of them is based on a music reference.
Nice.
While You're in England says, fling turd. You guys should check out Sealand. It's this old British fort that some people decided to turn into their own country. The site is www.sealandgov.org. I think that's actually sealandgov, but I like
Sealand.
Yeah. I like it that the website is actually Seal, like that singer, and somebody named Gov.
Gov.
Yeah. Kawanji says, we need a combat item of the month.
Wow.
You can just use it once.
Maybe, you know, you get 1,000 of them for every
dang, man. Completely consumable items of the month. I don't know.
Jay Herskow says, how about a way to see which clans have whitelisted you in case you were thinking of switching clans? You can see that.
Yeah, there is a list of clans that have whitelisted you.
Lord Jagger says, damn, you talk a lot. And then Jick says, radio, because he accidentally sent a PM to Radio Bugbear instead of Chatbot. Wow. Leave says, you know what they call a monster truck rally in France?
Monster truck rally with cheese.
The monkey says, got my pack of tiny plastics yesterday, and I'm loving them. Give my thanks to the pretentious artist, Zly, and all those little people who lost their fingers to make them. Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
And then about 1,000 there was no show on Monday messages. So we're finally caught up to the beginning of the...
Yeah. Hey, excellent. With only 7 minutes left to go.
Nice. We are so on top of things.
Momoka says, I can't play NetHack except with the graphics on. Do I fail? Fail? Yes. You epic fail.
Wait, using the graphic representations instead of the text for the maps?
I find it... I am lost when I've tried... I've played like twice with the tiles on. Also, the last time I tried to play with the tiles on... It is such that you have to scroll around the screen. It makes the tiles, like, so big that... Which, how the fuck do you make... Like... Bad plan.
Affleck.
Let's see. Oh, Jill Bob says, regarding the new papaya battle in the Palindome, it needs a you lose three papayas text. I lost a stack of them before I realized what was happening. Glebes asks if I've used my power to destroy RFID with my ass to get into any castles. Right, Momoka says, the inspirational soliloquy in the palindrome is truly awesome, but why does it work? You can't hear a soliloquy. It's internal. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's...
I didn't know that it was supposed to be...
That is technically true.
Why do they need to rhyme, then?
What?
Glebe says, so far, we have 8 new zones. None shall know the hour of its coming and going, and I shall make a note of it. What are hot stuff, or where are hot stuffs and Xeno's catchphrases?
What?
Is what your catchphrase?
What?
Simon M77 says, you guys haven't jumped on the Heroes bandwagon yet, have you? No.
I've
Heroes. Oh, the Heroes TV show.
The TV show. It's been recommended to me, but I just have... What? I don't have, I don't have enough interest in TV to actually go watch it.
This person.
I don't care about TV very much.
What the fuck? I've lost my... Have you guys tried the Universal says Faster Than You? It seems like a great concept, just not enough players. And I've done a search for it.
Joe Bob asks us to stop yawning. Because it's only 8:30 p.m. But it's like yesterday morning. For us.
I did a lot of comic book shopping today.
Yeah,
give me a break.
I'm tired.
I took a nap immediately after.
Right.
After our
I'm still
excursion.
Going to the bar after this, though.
Not me.
What?
Oh, sorry. That was hot stuff. Llama Mancer says, what is your opinion on Samuel L. Jackson? What ain't no country I ever heard of. Rentboy says, we all know Scully's, but Jick, what's your opinion of him? I meant X Smoot X. Damn, that was a stupid message. I don't really care. 110 Tomato says, go watch The Usual Suspects.
Okay. Yeah.
Jeez.
I see. Invariel says, the Mentats were trained on Tlilax by the Bene Tlilax. Or the Bene Tlilaxu.
Huh.
And the Ixians made the robots. But you'd be better off just taking Spice yourself. Mountain Dew Livewire is the orange. Okay.
Huh.
Renpoi says, why does an item that enables access to an area full of palindromes, the Talisman O'Nam, not a palindrome? Well, Man O'Nam is a palindrome and it's based on. Yeah. I mean it could become the Talisman O'Namsalot. Somebody come up with an item that you could call. Yeah, never mind. That's. I think you know what I mean, though. Dusk Heat says, I'm not sure if this has been asked previously, but why did the beach suddenly expand last month? Is it in preparation for things to come that we're not allowed to see yet? Yes. Glebe says, a Twix inside a Kit Kat eaten by a wizard riding a unicorn fighting a dragon.
Yeah. That's good, Charlie. Candy Mountain, Charlie.
Oh, God, they took my friggin' kidney.
We're on a bridge, Charlie.
That's the only funny part of that entire thing, is that where they're walking along the bridge and they're just going, Charlie, 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 like for just 10 minutes. Like, what? I'm right here. And then they just can't think of anything. We're on a bridge, Charlie.
I like the Sean.
Sean,
Sean
the
unbeliever. Sean.
Rent Boy says, when you pickpocket a possibility giant, you should be able to get any item a giant drops. Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah. So far, all
of those bugs about, like, pickpocketing the wrong item from a monster, they're all people using some same Grease Monkey script that's just reporting it badly.
Well, then poop on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Don't report bugs if you're using Grease Monkey scripts.
Yeah.
Istanbul says, what people are failing to appreciate about the story where Jack puts his penis in the dam is that the fact that, come on, he put his dick in a dike. Anti-lesbo power, go. Now, if I had put my dick in a dike while driving a van.
Damn.
A Van Dam.
Dick Van Dam?
Dick Van, Dick Van Dyke versus Jean-Claude Van Damme. It would be a short fight, but then Dick Van Dyke would be able to diagnose all of the things that were wrong with him and immediately heal himself. Stanley says all the coloring in Tron was done by hand. And then Dear Sire says, Jick, an art collector? What happened to the solid gold Ferraris? I'm not an art collector. I just want that print because it's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I own some, I own some Roy's art, I guess.
Yeah, so. You've started collecting art.
It's just Roy's art.
And you have that light cycle? And
the light cycle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just some
art.
I guess.
It's just some art that you bought from some artist.
So it doesn't really.
That totally doesn't count.
But he didn't make it in his capacity as an artist. He made it in. It was like a prop for a sign at a record store.
So
I mean, okay, fine. It's art. It only costs $100. Real art doesn't cost $100. I mean, you're totally ripping off artists, I guess, if you're like, hey, I'll give you $100 for that thing. And they're like, okay, I'll buy like 4 cases of beer. The guy was pretty excited.
We're done.
The Chibi Knight says, it's a pub, not a bar. How do you know? You've never been there. Get it.
Isn't there a bar at the pub?
I think so. I'm gonna see if Lilith and Rock the Slayer are ready by typing RDY ? Man, we need to fly to Paris so we can fly into Orly Airport.
Yeah, you won't fly ever again.
Look, I just don't want to get on any planes while we're here. They have trains here, man, and automobiles. I ride the subway. I'll eat at Subway. Yeah, I get all pissed off because my fucking
oyster cards
just... Two of them just stopped working because of the RFID crushing power of my ass.
So now Jake has resorted to buying individual tickets, which also failed to work.
Yeah, no, they let me onto the subway but not back off. Which is... Fuck you! Like, why do you even need a ticket to leave?
Why don't you get an Oyster card and not keep it in your ass or near your ass? Just put it in your coat, man.
He can't get to his coat.
I don't always have a coat.
Dick in the dike.
I need a short song. I'm spending 10 minutes looking for a song that's short.
That I think that's ineffective.
I think so too. I wonder if I'm gonna see if. If a 30-second countdown is okay with Lilith. And if so, I know what we're going out on.
I think I do, too.
Okay. All right. We'll she's fine. All right. We'll see you guys in a week.
Yeah. Have a good week, everybody. Don't stick your dicks in any dams.
were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.